There's been a bunch of changes to the face. There's been changes around the eye, trying to make the alt eyes hopefully more useful. They're now parented to the face root instead of having the same parenting as the original eyes. We did that because the original goal of having the alt eyes was to allow you to override the animation of the eyes, but it turns out you can do that anyway, so it wasn't really useful. So now with the alt eyes, they respond to the same sliders as the eyes, but they're parented differently, and the hope is that they would be more useful for particularly for people trying to model kind of non-human avatars. We've also changed the viewer so that it animates both the original eyes and the alt eyes, so you should be able to get consistent behavior with kind of blocking on visual targets either way.
I'm not sure what the rationalization for the alt eye bones being, I guess, kept on the eye job there.
The intent is that they would be more useful for somebody who's modeling a non-human because now they're on the face root. I know there was a certain level of enthusiasm for trying to basically make them be called eye bones, but not actually be eye related, so that they would be easier to adapt for other things. And we're not really going in that direction. Obviously, there's a whole lot of bones in the avatar, and I hope that anybody who had other intentions for the eyes could find some other bones that they could use.
Was there a problem with
Said
using the
they
regular eye bones for non-humans, though?
It's the parenting. We can't change the parenting of the original eye bones to be the face root because it would break old avatar content. But with the alt eyes, since there's not an established convention for them, it seemed like it was safer to change that.
Oh, so it's for people who are moving the or translating the face root bone.
Yeah, basically. And we're also trying to make them a little more eye-like by having them actually be affected by the same default animation as the eyes. Again, you can override it, the same mechanism, but if you don't want to, then you can have eye tracking with your dragon or whatever that's using the face root based eyes. I mean, hopefully it'll be a bit simpler for people who don't want to model humans. Of course, with the human heads, there's probably not any particular reason you don't want to just use the regular eyes, and then the alt eyes may not do anything for you. So there's definitely going to be some disruptions this week. We knew that changing the skeleton and sliders this late in the game was going to be somewhat disruptive. I hope there's not any fundamental showstopper issues. If this business of scaling the eyes is really turns out to be screwing a lot of people up, then we may have to talk about that. But just let us know how that goes. If that's something that you think is recoverable and fixable, or if it's really gonna screw up a lot of content.